Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope you had a good one. Hope you had a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, depending on where you're at. I hope everything is going good. I'm back. Yesterday, doing some great work at Keene University. Happy to be back here talking to America. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. You can always listen to the Infinity Sports Network on your local affiliate. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on SiriusXM channel 158. If you have a smart speaker, ask that smart speaker to play Infinity Sports Network. I guess you could say we're back. Not the worst thing in the world, but I'm happy to be here. And there's plenty to discuss. Obviously, the WNBA draft took place last night in Brooklyn. Great Caitlin Clark went number one. What a shock and what a surprise there. The NBA play-in tournament starts today. Something that LeBron James said is the worst idea. Whoever came up with it needs to be fired. Well, LeBron James is going to be playing in it again, taking on the Pelicans. We have another matchup tonight. Ironically, two legends of the game, LeBron James and Steph Curry, going to be participating in their individual play-in tournament matchups. The Lakers taking on the Pelicans. And then later on tonight, we will have the Golden State Warriors taking on the Sacramento Kings. Last year, Steph Curry had to lose his mind to push the Warriors past the Kings. And let's be real, the Golden State Warriors, they are a year older. And the Kings, well, I'm just looking for a little bit of offensive firepower. So we're going to talk about everything going on in the NBA playing games next hour. Matter of fact, this team not participating in the play-in, but this certainly could make some noise in the East. It's the Philadelphia 76ers. And so we're going to have a conversation with Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer. He's going to come through and talk to us about what the Sixers could do. Why? Because the Celtics, sometimes they live and die by the three. The Milwaukee Bucks, Giannis might not even play in the first game. So we'll talk about that. Team USA Olympics basketball team was announced. Patrick Mahomes says he's not a GOAT. While we were gone yesterday, a legend in broadcasting decided to retire. John Sterling of the New York Yankees. We had, unfortunately, a passing of another baseball legend today in Whitey Herzog. At the NFL draft, we keep getting closer and closer and closer. NFL draft is next week. And of course, there are a lot of folks who are providing their mock drafts. There's a lot of folks who have everything figured out when it comes down to the NFL draft. So we got a lot to discuss, including Michigan being punished earlier today for some violations that took place a few years ago. I'm talking about Michigan football. And of course, the man who was overseeing the program, Jim Harbaugh, where is he? He's hanging out in his RV out in Los Angeles. Must be the life. Jim Harbaugh's running around saying, I don't have nothing to do with me. I'm minding my business right now. If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. You can call up. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Ryan Hickey, how the hell are you?
JR, I am good. Just spent 5 days in the beautiful, well, I was going to say beautiful sun of San Diego, but I would be lying because it was mostly cloudy. But the sun did pop out here and there. So it feels good back, you know, good to be back with you. Missed you for the last few days. So all is well in the world of myself.
Goodness. I'm happy to hear you went to San Diego and you got no sun. So is this like a dark cloud is following you around?
Maybe. It might be. It's sad to say, and it's depressing, but I mean, I don't know what what you would call it, like June gloom in April, I guess, to get a little bit rhyming there. But yeah, it was, go figure, like the 3 days of the year, there's no sun. I'm there.
Yeah, well, I heard while you left, New York had some nice weather. I think. That's what I heard.
75 and sunny yesterday, so I hope maybe I am the problem.
Yeah, it's quite possible, but I think highly of you, so I'll go ahead and say the opposite. Now, speaking of California, you just left California, and for whatever reason, and I guess this is what happens when you are one of the iconic franchises in professional sports, the Los Angeles Lakers, the season is done, at least the regular season. They're staring in the face of a play-in game. So they're going to take on the Pelicans in New Orleans. That game gets started next hour. And I think we all know the storylines here, especially when it comes down to the Lakers. Everything is live or die. LeBron James is 39 years old. Anthony Davis, if you breathe on him the wrong way, Anthony Davis will go down in a pile of, I don't know, sticks. God bless him. He played a lot this year, so that's good on him. And then the Pelicans, well, Zion actually got better. And so this is the play-in matchup. If you're not familiar with the play-in standings or how it works, basically the teams that get seeded 7 to 10 have to play games against each other. You get a 7-8 matchup. This is what we have here with the Lakers and Pelicans. And then also later on, we will have the Warriors and the Kings, which basically constitute your 9 and your 10. And so having said that, whoever wins this game between the Lakers and Pelicans, they will automatically advance to the playoffs in the first round. And they, as the 7th seed, will go ahead and take on the Nuggets. Now, let's go back in time last year. The Nuggets swept the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Swept them. I mean, there were plenty of games where the Los Angeles Lakers were competitive, but they wiped the floor with them and then proceeded to go to the NBA Finals, as we know. And the Pelicans, let's also take a look at this. I mean, it was only a few months ago at the beginning of the season during the NBA play-in where Zion Williamson basically crapped the bed against the Los Angeles Lakers. In that in-season tournament, Zion had 13 points, a bunch of turnovers, and the next thing you know, America was calling him fat. Stephen A. Smith was running around telling everybody how he saw Zion with a belly at the free throw line. Zion was destroyed, and then Zion got into shape, and then Brandon Ingram went down. And a matter of fact, Brandon Ingram just came back on Sunday from his knee injury. And so here are the Pelicans. If I got to be honest, they ain't got no juice. They don't have enough juice to go on a run. That's just me. Zion, every time we hear from Zion, he's complaining about being aggressive. How about this? This past Sunday, the Lakers played the Pelicans. And if the Pelicans won the game, they wouldn't even have to be in this situation right now. They'd be waiting for the playoffs. But Zion talks about the lack of aggressiveness from the Pelicans. And so here they are. And so it's no shock, no surprise that Willie Green says, if we want to win this game tonight against the Lakers, we got to do something real simple. You wonder what it is? Play hard.
It's about playing hard for 48 minutes for us. Playing hard, playing together, playing our style for 48 minutes. When we do that, we give ourselves an opportunity to win the game.
How many times you got to be reminded to play hard throughout the course of the year? Especially when your best player talks about his lack of aggressiveness. At what point does Zion just play hard every game? I don't know. Does Zion have to lose another 10 pounds before he plays hard? Does Zion need to lose 15 pounds before he becomes a little bit more aggressive? This shouldn't be the case for what is supposed to be one of the NBA's premier stars. Zion is, I don't want to say a punchline, but this past season, that's basically what he's been. At least for their benefit, they're playing in New Orleans. They're not playing in Los Angeles. And so I guess that should give them a little bit of a battery in their back. Listen to Willie Green hoping that the crowd can encourage them to play hard.
We got to bring it. No excuses. We're on our home floor. It should be an advantage for us. And we got to step on the floor and bring it as a group.
I got no faith in the Pelicans. And not tonight against the Lakers. The Pelicans can beat the Lakers tonight. They absolutely can. Okay, on Sunday, LeBron James had a triple-double. Anthony Davis had 30 points. But when I think about the Pelicans, they don't play hard all the time. Zion might run out of gas, you know, when the games get tough, if and when the series get long. And a combination of Zion, Brandon Ingram coming off of a knee injury, and C.J. McCollum, it does not do it for me. And so even if they go ahead and the Pelicans beat the Lakers tonight, and they're the seventh seed, and by the way, whoever loses tonight's game, they get one more chance by taking on the winner of Warriors and Kings. So you get another chance. The Lakers, I got a little bit more faith in. The Pelicans, they got not a chance in hell to do anything. Hickey, what do you think about these Pelicans?
I don't have a lot of faith in them. Not this year, at least with the way they're trending. Just you look at these matchups. I mean, I like the Lakers a lot in this one tonight. And then I think you're better off playing the Kings in the next round compared to, for the play-in. To get the 8th seed and play the Thunder, but even if they get that, I don't have any faith that they either. Even if they win tonight, if they beat Denver in round one, I don't think they're beating OKC either. This team to me is just, they're at this point playing out the string on if they can maybe win one game in the first round.
Yeah, I'm looking at Zion and I'm saying, okay, man, you probably need a full off season with no distractions, no strippers and pornographic stars blowing you up on social media, no jokes about your weight, no injuries. Zion needs an offseason where he just works, where he can just disappear and actually get better and come back and blow things up like people thought he was going to blow things up when he first came into the league. Oh, yeah, that's right. When he came into the league, he was already hurt. And so maybe Zion can get a brand new fresh start. And maybe he needs to call up LeBron James. Maybe Zion needs to ask for advice. Maybe after an ass-whooping, maybe Zion will say, listen, if I actually want to do something, make an impact on this league, not be known as a what could have been if he actually was in shape, maybe he needs to call LeBron, the guy who's been around forever, the man who's trying to go for a fifth championship. And opposite of the Pelicans, I look at the Lakers and I say, they got a chance. I look at the Lakers and I say, they got hope. They still have one of the best players in the game. Anthony Davis has been healthy. I know he's been dealing with his eye and headache and dizziness and what have you. They got a chance. Guys got to step up. Yeah, D'Angelo Russell can't be a scrub. They have to have Austin Reeves. And now you got Gabe Vincent, who's been able to come back. They have to fire on all cylinders. That's why it's a little crazy that if you take a look and listen to social media banter and even Magic Johnson, his Twitter account, or X account, I say his X account because we know he don't write it, he had to put out a statement saying, I don't understand why some Laker fans think it's a good idea to lose this game on purpose just so we can fall to the other game, the other playing game, and then hope to take on or not take on the defending champ, Nuggets. Magic Johnson said, hey, to be the best, you got to beat the best. Now, I agree with Magic there. I'll take it a step further. What a loser-ass mentality. If you feel that you got to duck and dodge somebody, what does that say about you? That goes counter to everything that you should believe in and everything that you want as a champion, as a competitor. You're going to run away from a challenge? You're going to lose a game on purpose because there's a bigger challenge on the other end? Man, those are the type of things that you should embrace. Those are the type of things that you should face head on. And quite frankly,
well, the Los Angeles Lakers, they should lose tonight on purpose against the Pelicans. So, you know, it'd be easier for them to probably beat the Warriors or, you know, probably the Kings. And then they don't have to face the Nuggets. That's what a bunch of losers banging on their keyboards in their mother's basement think. Don't be a loser. The Los Angeles Lakers, they should wax the floor with the Pelicans. They should beat them. The Los Angeles Lakers should secure the seventh seed. And the Los Angeles Lakers should look Nikola Jokic in the face and go blow for blow. Because if you don't even want to stand up to the challenge of it, guess what? You don't deserve to be champs. If you got to duck and dodge somebody, you don't deserve to be in the game. And so the Lakers, they're going to go for it. None of this loser mentality. And LeBron James, the 39-year-old who should probably give Zion Williamson some advice about conditioning. Zion got enough money. He can be conditioned. LeBron James says, listen, folks, it's all about the mindset.
I've always known that when you play a playoff series, and I'm looking at this as like a two-game playoff series, if you win that first game, a team has multiple days to kind of sit on that feeling, you know, or sit with that taste in their mouth of defeat. So they're going to be, you know, extremely ready for us, and we have to come in with the same, you know, sense of urgency.
Well, yeah, and they have experience. I know it was in the bubble. I know a lot of people won't necessarily count the Los Angeles Lakers championship that they won in Orlando, Florida, but they got experience. And LeBron James, please tell me who's had more experience than him. The answer is nobody. Nobody. The Los Angeles Lakers, they take on the Pelicans next hour with a chance to advance into the postseason, where they would take on the Nuggets. We're going to find out the Lakers' fate before we get out of here tonight, unless they play a million overtime game. Later on tonight, the Sacramento Kings are going to take on the Warriors in the 9-10 game. And then also, you got to think about the East playing. They're in action tomorrow. This is a waste of time. The Chicago Bulls take on the Hawks, and then the 76ers take on the Miami Heat. As I told you, next hour, we're going to talk about these Sixers. Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer is going to join us. We're going to talk about the NFL draft and some of these mocks and projections. We'll talk to you about the USA Olympics team. The basketball team has been selected, and they only have one open spot. Blake Griffin, he's decided to hang him up. No more dunks. Patrick Mahomes says he's not the greatest of all time. John Sterling, New York Yankees legendary voice, steps down. And then also, of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to let you know about a few things that happened this day in sports history. That means April 16th, a long, long time ago. But me? You don't got to wait long for me to come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call me, it's 855-212-4227. I'll say that again. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of people stepping up, WNBA draft last night. Caitlin Clark, she's stepping on to the pros, and man, she's going to bring some money with her. We'll talk about it. Don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, new name, same me. Same everything. Nothing else changed. It's just new name. That's how it goes sometimes. Anyway, you heard the number. You heard the fancy voice man come through with the number. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about the Los Angeles Lakers and the play-in. We talked about the Pelicans. They get underway in about an hour from now down in New Orleans and Louisiana. And I'm sure, you know what, Hickey? This is going to be me being a jerk. What do you think Zion eats for like a pregame meal? I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm serious. Like right now, he's probably on the court, you know, shooting around. And so when he finishes, does he go have like a banana? Is he eating a PB&J? Like, well, what? He's having gumbo. When it's time to put some carbs in you, some what is Zion eating?
Those first two options, banana, PB&J, tremendous options. Maybe, you know, some grilled chicken and rice.
Oh.
Healthy, you know, provide long-term sustenance and energy. I would hope not the gumbo. I'd hope not like a cheeseburger.
Oh, no.
I would probably even say maybe stay away from steak, although maybe I guess you can kind of find a wiggle room there. But hopefully, yeah, more on the healthier side, especially now more than ever, you know? Got to be trim to be able to keep up with LeBron.
It would be criminal for Zion to be in New Orleans and just eat a cheeseburger. Like, you got to have, I don't want to say a beignet. Maybe he's having a beignet because of sugar, it's dessert. Maybe he's having one of them giant po' boy sandwiches. Maybe Zion eats a po' boy, but he just puts vegetables in it.
Instead of what's usually that shrimp, right?
Yeah.
Fried shrimp. I've never been to New Orleans. It sounds like you have. Do they offer a vegetarian po' boy?
No, it sounds terrible. No.
Well, I guess for Zion, I mean, hey, if he wants it custom made, they'll find a way to make it.
It's like a vegan eating a po' boy with vegetables in it. It's like if a vegan went into a steakhouse and then said, just give me the broccoli. It'd be like, what? Like, why are you even in here right now? You just want the broccoli? Okay, so, yeah, I don't know. I want to find out. I probably can. But that would be me being an inquisitive jerk. So I'll let Zion Williamson have his pregame meal and whatever he does. But certainly hasn't lived up to the hype due to his, let's just say, issues due to health, personal life. Zion is looking like a joke. And here he actually has a chance to redeem himself in the postseason. I just don't know if it's going to happen. My apologies to all my friends down in the boot. Anyway, someone last night selected first overall in the WNBA draft. She is changing the game. She is changing women's basketball. And I know a lot of the older women in the WNBA, a lot of the pros are probably ticked off about it. They better suck it up. Yeah, I did it. I told a bunch of women to suck it up. They better be okay because Caitlin Clark is on the way. And everybody who's whining and moaning, oh, why she gets so much attention? Oh, why is she making all the money? Why is she on Saturday Night Live? What about me? Well, you ain't Caitlin Clark. You haven't moved the needle from a rating standpoint for people to care. You're not taking FU3s from half court. And I know when Caitlin Clark gets to the WNBA and she's out there playing for the Indiana Fever, they're going to rough her up. The opposition is going to push her around. But God bless her, she looks kind of tough, if you ask me. She looks like a firecracker. She looks like somebody who's not afraid to back down. I think we've seen her in games taunt people as well, wave off the opposition when it's like, hey, you shoot that three. We've seen her curse and yell at refs I think she will get roughed up, yes. But I think Caitlin Clark will be fine. You know what? After she was drafted number one overall last night in Brooklyn, Caitlin Clark, she said her emotions. Well, she loved this, of being number one. This is what she told ESPN.
I got a little anxious there before the pick, but I think more than anything, just grateful and lucky to have my family here, my friends over there, coaches up here. So I think just enjoying the moment. Like you said, like I've dreamed of this moment since I was in second grade, and it's taken a lot of hard work, a lot of ups and downs, but more than anything, just trying to soak it in.
Caitlin Clark's jersey, it sold out. Every size of her jersey, every size, every variation of Caitlin Clark's Indiana Fever jersey sold out overnight. I don't know if you can get one right now. I doubt it. The jersey is already gone. 36 of her 40 games from the Indiana Fever will be nationally televised, whether on NBA TV, ESPN, ABC, ION, her games will be broadcast. Hickey, when's the last time you watched a game with the Indiana Fever?
I don't want to say never, but I think off the top of my head, never.
Yeah. Like most folks, I don't think I've seen a game with the Indiana Fever since, I don't know, Tamika Catchings played. Okay? I know Tamika. Very sweet. Love Tamika. One of the best humans I've ever met in my life. Ain't nobody thinking about the Indiana Fever. You want to know who's going to watch an Indiana Fever game? Me. Millions of people across America. Are they going to hit those numbers, those football godlike numbers that they did, as Iowa was in the postseason taking on LSU? No, they won't. The numbers won't look like when Iowa took on South Carolina. It won't. But there's going to be more people watching, and that's great, because there are actually some recognizable faces who have become stars. The young ladies who were drafted into the WNBA last night, they have larger social media followings than legends in the WNBA today. They're coming in with money. They're coming in with cachet. They also happen to be younger, and it's not like WNBA players. These are some old people. These are young people as well, in their mid, late 20s or 30s, early 30s. But these student athletes who are turning pro, they're coming in with bigger cachet. What about Angel Reese, right? That's the villain to the story, right, when it comes down to Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese, you want to talk about somebody with some a Q factor, a Q rating? People know who she is. Angel Reese was on NBC. She was on the Today Show this morning talking about getting drafted just by Chicago. Listen to this.
It's a great moment. I'm super excited to go into the W. This has always been a dream for me and a dream come true. And then with the amazing girls, only 15 girls get to be selected to come to New York and have this experience. And as a little girl, being able to put the dress on and actually go up there and hear your name call was amazing. So I'm just happy to be here and enjoy the moment.
Yeah, everybody talks about what her transition into the WNBA is going to be. What is Angel Reese going to do in the WNBA? Oh, because she's a rebounder, she doesn't have a big shot, and is she going to get bullied? What is she going to do? Angel Reese was selected at number 7 by Chicago. And you want to know who's going to join her in Chicago? She was selected number 3 overall out of South Carolina and just won a championship. Camilla Cardoso. Yeah, this is like some Twin Towers type situation. These are two centers, two forwards that were just neck and neck fighting for rebounds. Now they're going to be on the same team. Well, they're just probably going to be out there bullying the opposition. A matter of fact, Camilla Cardoso last night, after she was drafted, she said that between me and Angel Reese, nobody is grabbing a rebound.
I think it's going to be great. She's a great player. I'm a great player. So two great players together, nobody's going to get no rebounds on us.
Nobody's getting no rebounds. Hickey, how many rebounds could we get against Camilla and Angel?
Combined in a game, I'll say one.
One rebound?
Long rebound.
What, out towards the three-point line, right?
Right. One, like, off the back heel and, like, really flies back, and maybe we're just in the right place, right time. But, like, anywhere in the paint area rebound, we're getting zero.
Oh, no, I'm not. I mean, yeah, one is 6'3", and the other was, what, 6'7"?
Yeah, and I'm not very tall and can't jump. So, I don't want to speak for you, but I don't think either of us really stand a chance right now trying to get a rebound against one of those two ladies. Or
no,
both.
I ain't. I'm not tall at all. Camilla is like almost a whole foot bigger than me. I'm not, no. I'm not going under the paint to grab a rebound from her and catch my rebounds out by the three-point line. And here's the thing. You think about the WNBA draft, there are only 144 spots in the entire WNBA. That's it. That's it. They only have 12 teams. And so it sucks to say that there were women who were drafted last night who won't even make the roster when they start playing in a couple of weeks. I wish I was joking. I wish I was telling you a lie. Caitlin Clark isn't going anywhere. Angel Reese isn't going anywhere. Camilla Cardoso isn't going anywhere. And a lot of that you can pretty much boil down to money. These are household names at this point in time, in most cases, at least for sports fans. And they have some cachet. Nobody has the cachet of Caitlin Clark. Look, WNBA is growing by leaps and bounds. The game is growing on the women's side by leaps and bounds. And what we're going to do is take a break. And then I want to tell you about what the WNBA is planning next. And then I want to tell you about somebody that just got punished today. I'm going to fill you in. No, nobody in the WNBA got punished. It's college that got punished. I will fill you in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'll give you an update on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on Infinity Sports Network. The Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. At the top of the hour, we're going to have to get into this. Jeff Zilgit is reporting that Kawhi Leonard has taken the final spot for Team USA basketball. That Kawhi Leonard will take the 12th and final spot on Team USA for the 2024 Olympics. We're going to get into that at the top of the hour because for the life of me, let's be real here. Kawhi? This is the same Kawhi Leonard. Aren't they saying his knee is busted up and swollen right now? What are they best case scenario that between now and the Olympics that we can send Kawhi to Paris and he'll be there for us? 855-212-4227. I'm going to tell you the Team USA roster at the top of the hour. They had that one spot that wasn't filled, and now apparently it looks like it might be going to Kawhi Leonard. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg from Michigan. And then speaking of Michigan, I want to fill you in on Michigan football as they have been punished today. What else is new? Seems like Michigan football has been dealing with a lot of punishments over the past several years. Let's go ahead and talk to Gregory. Hey, Greg, you're on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Greg?
JR, Mr. Positive. Oh, my God, that's what they're talking about with Michigan football. Oh, my God, here we go again. But I got to tell you, my friend, we're excited about the Red Wings. They'll get into the playoffs. But what do you think? You've got to realize, and I think you do know, LaBreezy Goat James and Anthony Davis are picking it up. I think they're going to go far. What say you, big fella?
The Lakers? It depends. I think they'll win against the Pelicans tonight. It's tough to say because if they do go ahead and win tonight and take on the Nuggets, I hate to say it, I could see them giving the Nuggets a fight. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if they beat the Nuggets, if I'm being honest.
Whoa.
But if I had to take someone to win, I'd choose the Nuggets. The Lakers would be the underdogs. Sorry.
Okay. It's all right. JR, Love you. Hope you're doing well. Everybody go for your dreams.
Well, thank you so much. That's why they play the games. Come on now. That's why they play the games. I think the Lakers can beat the Nuggets in a 7-game series. I really do. Do I think it's going to happen? If I had to be Ipe Mizuhara, if I had to put my money down on it, would I put my money on the Lakers? The answer is no. I put my money on the Nuggets. Hickey, you like that, right? I might have to use that more in the future.
I like how he's replaced a betting man. That was a good reference.
Yeah.
If I was Ipe, who's lost way more than he's won. That's another thing that's worth a conversation for a different day. What did he lose, $180 million?
Yeah.
Sheesh.
What'd they say? He won one. We got to give him credit where it's due, okay? Didn't they say he won $140 million and then he lost $180 million? Isn't that what they said?
Yes. So a difference of $40 million he's in the hole for.
Yeah. Well, he didn't know when to stop. Maybe. I guess. No. Maybe. I think he was in the hole the majority of the time. So, yeah. Maybe I should utilize Ipe when it comes to being a stupid bettor. I would say if I was Shohei Ohtani, but then that would put me in trouble. So not going to do that. Anyway, thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan, 855-212-4227. And speaking of Michigan, I've alluded to it earlier today. What a shock. Michigan gets punished by the NCAA for violations from a few years ago. Had players being recruited during COVID when they weren't supposed to. They had tryouts when they were not supposed to. They had too many coaches working on the team when they weren't supposed to. And all of these violations don't have anything to do with the sign-stealing scandal that we all had to live through and talk about last year. And as we all know, the man who led the team through all of this, Jim Harbaugh, he gone. This man is now coaching the Los Angeles Chargers. He's living out of an RV, I guess, until Hickey, do you believe that this man is just living in an RV?
Honestly, if it was any other coach, I would say no. He is, what's the word here? I want to say weird enough. Like, kooky is probably the word best used to describe him. He's kooky enough. Getting paid tens of millions of dollars to live in an RV on the beach until he finds a house at, I mean, who knows when. He may never leave the RV.
Let me tell you something. You know what? You're right. You're 100% correct. You want to know who ain't staying in the RV with him? Full time?
His wife?
His wife.
Can't blame her.
You think she's going to stay in an RV with him 24/7? I mean, he has to go to work. She's probably staying in the Four Seasons somewhere. He's probably in the damn RV. And he don't got to deal with these problems. So Michigan is now on 3 years of probation. They've been fined. They have recruiting restrictions. And this, I don't think, is even the tip of the iceberg. Because when they start getting into the sign-stealing nonsense, we're going to see more fines. The NCAA takes, I don't want to say a year and a day, they take years to dole out punishments. Jim Harbaugh might be retired from coaching in the NFL by the time Michigan gets punished for everything that took place under his watch. And so good timing by him to get the hell up and leave, because quite frankly, I mean, everybody knew that these punishments were coming without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, come on now. This was recently. This was, matter of fact, this was from last year when Jim Harbaugh was still at Michigan. Before they won a national championship, Jim Harbaugh spoke to the media on Big Ten Media Day, and he was asked about the recruiting violations, and his answer was nothing, no answer.
Right, so as you probably already know, I mean, I can't, not allowed to talk about any aspect of that ongoing situation. And I'm with you. I mean, I'd love to lay it all out there. Nothing to be ashamed of. And but now is not that time. And that's about all there is to say about that.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, he speaks when he wants to, right? I mean, for the past several years, as he's openly interviewed for NFL coaching jobs, when you've asked him about it, he says, I'm here at Michigan. I'm here at Michigan. And so I'm committed to Michigan. And that's I'm here at Michigan. And then he gets the job with the Chargers, and he's kissing Herbert's behind, and he's talking about everything that he can't wait to do. Harbaugh talks what he wants to talk. Like when he wants to show off his beachfront RV. I don't want to say that he left Michigan high and dry, but at least he delivered a championship. This man, Jim Harbaugh, had to take a pay cut. This man had to actually get over the hump and beat Ohio State. There were people who wanted Jim Harbaugh the hell up on out the building, and he was able to stick around and develop them into a national champion without, well, let's just say, not without a lot of issues, not without problems, not without suspensions, self-imposed suspensions. Let's not forget that Jim Harbaugh didn't coach the team at the beginning of the year. Let's not forget that towards the end of the year, he did not coach the team. Let's not forget that trying to close out the season, going up into to Penn State, the man was told, hey, you can't coach. Out here trying to enact lawsuits to get him to coach on the field. Harbaugh's back where he belongs, coaching in the NFL, where things are crazy in and of themselves, and there won't be restrictions. I don't want to say that they will encourage shenanigans. I mean, we saw what happened with cheating when it came down to the New England Patriots. But Harbaugh, he don't got to deal with nothing. In Michigan, they're going to be feeling it. Another national championship? I don't think so. No time soon. And this is what Sherrone Moore is supposed to pick up on? He's supposed to pick up the pieces of whatever Jim Harbaugh left? Good luck with that. I think Michigan will get punished more, especially for the sign stealing, before they win another title. Hickey, which one you think happens first? Another punishment or championship?
Definitely punishment. I'm with you. I think it's coming, for NCAA standards, sooner rather than later. But in terms of like competing for a championship, I'm with you. I don't think Michigan's going to be competing for one definitely within the next 5 years.
Look, if the NCAA speeds this up, the only reason that they would speed it up is because they want to stick it to Michigan while it's still relevant. Because the people will feel, and it's true, Michigan's getting off scot-free because the man who was supposed to be overseeing the program, he's gone. And they can't punish him. And as much as it sounds crazy to go, oh, take away the national championship, they're not doing that. They're not doing that. There really is no punishment to the program, but, I don't know, taking away scholarships and asking for money. The one thing that they could do, make life difficult for the university, make life difficult for their coach, Sherrone Moore. This is tough. Michigan getting punished again. And Harbaugh living pretty in his RV. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I got to update you on Team USA basketball, because it looks like Kawhi Leonard made the team, and there's some other names, deserving names, that did not. I'll tell you about it here on Infinity Sports Network.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.